We're talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
The headline reads, Putin says Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty or independence is threatened. Here we go again. They have said this various times throughout the course of this Russian invasion of Ukraine, which is gone 2 years by now, and was supposed to be over within a week. It was just an operation for Putin, but obviously the resistance a lot greater, and this conflict has just dragged out and dragged out and dragged out, and has seen damage on both sides of the conflict. And the threat of nuclear weapons, is it really about using nuclear weapons? Because if he was going to, wouldn't he have done so by now? Or is this more to do with domestic politics at home and an election which is coming up in Russia, which it looks like Putin is going to win because that's the way they play? So is this really about international politics and what is going on in the world, or is it really about shoring up the political support at home? Let's bring in Elliot Tepper, Emeritus Professor, Political Science, Carleton University, and here now. Elliot, thank you for the time. I hope you're doing well.
Thank you, Scott. Nice to chat with you.
So we've talked about this many times, Elliot. Every so often, the threat of nuclear weapons from Russia, and what you've translated to us is usually it has something to do with the domestic situation at home, or perhaps Russia's not doing very well and needs some sort of threat. What is it this time? Why is this happening now?
Well, let's go back to the beginning and before the invasion. Basically, the nuclear threat has shaped this entire battle right from before it even started. Mr. Putin has very successfully used the nuclear threat to set the conditions in terms of what was about to be his invasion and, he thought, occupation of Ukraine. Before it even started, he waved the nuclear flag. Then we're finding out now, Scott, that in October of 2022, remember this started in earlier that year in March, the Americans were so concerned that actually there would be a use of a tactical nuclear weapon that they really geared up in October of 2022. We're just finding this out. The news is coming out that the Russians thought they might lose Crimea, and that would be a fatal blow to them. They couldn't handle that at all. So they really ratcheted up the pressure. 50-50 possibility was the threat assessment by the U.S., who then went to China and India, among other things, and called on them to get a hold of their friend, Mr. Putin, and tell them to back off. And he did, apparently. He did not proceed. And the U.S. has said since then, even though we've been hearing all this comments, they never seem to change their threat posture to move this stuff into place. Therefore, we won't. So what's going on right now, you've asked? Well, the election is on. That may have something to do with it. The State of the Union that he just gave was even more bellicose than the statements we're talking about as of today that's in today's paper. But there's no doubt at all that he has laid down his red lines, that there's not going to be a threat. He won't use nukes unless there's a threat to territory or national integrity, which for him means anytime, Scott, because he's in Ukraine occupying things which he has incorporated officially into Russia. So it's very, I don't take this sort of thing idly or lightly.
So what is that threat assessment now?
The threat assessment now is, well, he may not mean it. Again, the U.S. watches and others watch very, very carefully. Are they actually moving material around? But some of this material can actually be used, the tactical nuclear weapons, so-called, meant for battlefield or citywide rather than countrywide destruction. Those can be moved more easily because they fit onto warheads. That can be either, one kind of warhead or another. So there's real concern, I think, that if there is a threat he might lose, he might actually use tactical nuclear weapons, and everybody's keeping an eye on that. And that's not the only threat, by the way, that comes out of this in terms of nukes.
We've asked this a few times, too, to you. How are Russians viewing this? How are the Russian citizens interpreting this?
Well, they probably don't know anything much about it. This is really an appeal to the ethnic Russian population, the heartland of Russia, to rally around their leader who is protecting them against all comers and will use any means necessary to do it. It's a patriotic move in terms of what he's doing to appeal domestically. But, of course, the literate population knows that he's really putting his own country at grave risk. You can't say that I'm targeting others without knowing that others have really updated their targeting maps for you, for Russia.
Elliot Tepper with us, Emeritus Professor of Political Science, Carleton University. Putin rattling the nuclear weapon saber again. Elliot, as always, thank you for the time. Be well.
Oh, thank you. Always glad to chat with you. All the subject matter is always so serious.
I know. One day we're going to talk about knitting, Elliot. We'll just talk about fun things. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Hamilton Today podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.